السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى إمام النبيين وعلى إمام المتقين وعلى إمام المجاهدين سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم بنفسي أولا بتقوى الله وطاعته، إن الله يحب المتقين. والله تعالى يقول وهو أصدق القائلين: فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. All praise be to Allah, the creator, sustainer, provider and protector of the world. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who was sent to dispel darkness when at a time the whole world was drowning it, and upon his family and upon his companions, the Sahaba, who sacrificed their wealth, time and their precious souls in the path of Allah solemnly to cultivate the pleasure of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala. My dear respected elders and brothers, I humbly request you to accept all the commandments of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and to refrain from whatever that Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala prohibited us through his kalam and his last messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hadith. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala has given us a very short period of time in this world. Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A'maru ummati ma bayna 60 wa 70." The lifespan of my ummah in this world is between 60 years and 70 years. A very short period of time. A very short period of time. If we compare that with the life of hereafter, the life of Akhirah, it is only 1.5 hours time that Allah has given us in this dunya. So this is the reason why Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeatedly told us, this worldly life is a temporary life. You have come to live a very short life in this world. And Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, through his kalam, through his Quran, he always emphasized that this worldly life is very short. It is a temporary life that Allah has given this life us to test. So my dear brothers, the short span of this life that Allah has given us is to do good amal, to please Allah, to accept and bring into practice the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are able to do this in this worldly life, inshaAllah ta'ala, that Allah promises us that our life in the qabr, our life in the day of judgment, and our life in the Jannah will be the most happiest times in our lives. So my dear brothers, whatever the Quran says, whatever that Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached us, is to spend this little time, this little time in this worldly life, according to the wishes of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, and according to the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make it a point that we live according to the Quran and the Sunnah. We accept the orders of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, the commandments of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, and follow the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order to be victorious in this worldly life and be victorious in the hereafter. So my dear brothers, we always should keep in mind, one day that we are going to pass through this world. Mouth is gonna come to us, and that is the end of the worldly life. This is a truth where the non-Muslims also accept that the death will come to us. There is no doubt in it. So my dear brothers, this 1.5 hours that Allah has given us in this worldly life, we have to utilize it. We have to use it in the proper manner to please Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala and to bring the lifestyle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our day-to-day life. In accordance with this, my dear respected brothers, I have taken some advice of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam in this Jum'ah. Hope that will benefit to you and to the Ummah as well. My dear respected brothers, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam, he told his son, Ya Bunayya, O my son, he said, there are 8 things in your life. If you practice them, if you bring in your life these 8 matters, that your life in this world will be victorious, and you will be victorious in the hereafter as well. These are the advice of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam to his son and to the Ummah at large. My dear brothers, the first advice that he gave, he said to his son, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَاسْفَلْ قَلْبَكَ. If you are in prayer, if you are in salah, if you are offering salah to Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, then make sure that your heart is present in the presence of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, let us keep our hands on our hearts and question ourselves, when I pray, does my heart be present in the presence of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, or it just goes off and when I give salam it comes back to me. Just imagine, brothers, all our matters come to our mind when we are in salah. Things that we have forgotten, things that we have to do, all our matters come to our heart once we do the takbir and we stand for salah. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his son, make sure that your heart is present in front of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala whenever you offer salah. This is a victory. This is a victory in dunya and as well as in akhirah. My dear brothers, let's leave aside the others. We have a habit of thinking about others. We think that we are good and others are bad. We think that we do it right and others do it wrong. Let us keep our hands on our minds, our hearts, and question ourselves. When I do my Jum'ah prayer today, when I do the Ihram Takbir, is my heart present in the masjid? Is my heart present in the presence of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala? If it is so, my salah and my worldly life is victorious. If it is not, my dear brothers, we have to strive, we have to put our effort in bringing our heart into the salah. Bringing our heart into the salah. As we all know, whenever we do our ihram takbir, we might not know that the niyyah of the salah should come in between the letter alif of Allah and the letter ra of Akbar. Whenever you do salah, your niyyah, your intention of the salah should occur between the alif and the ra of Allahu Akbar. If you have kept the niyyah, if you have kept the intention before you say Allahu Akbar, or if you have kept the niyyah after you say Allahu Akbar, your intention is wrong and it is not accepted. Your salah is not accepted. So my dear brothers, when we do Allahu Akbar, the ihram takbir, the niyyah, the intention of that salah should be present in between the letter alif of Allah and the letter ra of Akbar. My dear brothers, at the beginning itself, that the Sharia teaches us that our intention, our heart should be present at the moment of our we start our salah. Let us keep our hands on our hearts and question ourselves. Do I have my intention in between alif and the ra of Allahu Akbar? Or not? So my dear brothers, the first advice is to bring your heart in the presence of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala while you are in salah. While you are in salah. The second advice he said, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الطَّعَامِ فَقْفَ الْحَلْقَةِ. Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam advises his son, if you are eating, if you are to have your breakfast, if you are to have your lunch, if you are to have your dinner, or in between whatever the meal or the short eats that you eat, doesn't matter what, but make sure that nothing haram goes into your body. Make sure that your breakfast is not haram, your lunch is not haram, your dinner is not haram. Whatever that you take in between, it may be your tea, it may be your drink, whatever it is, make sure that it is not haram that enters your body. Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this order, he said, لا تدخل الجنة جسد غذي بالحرام. A body which has been brought up in haram food will not enter Jannah. Will not enter Jannah. My dear respected brothers, we should understand. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person who was certified and given a certificate saying, whatever you do, that you will be a Jannati. You will be in paradise of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is being told, certified by the tongue of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is a person who will live in heaven, whatever that he does. Once he drank a cup of milk, which was given to him at a time where he was very hungry. His slave bought that milk to him and gave it to him. He was so hungry that he didn't question where the milk came from. He drank the milk. Once he had finished drinking the milk, it came into his mind, I did not inquire about the milk, that how it came here. He called his slave and asked, from where did you get this milk? His slave answered him. He said, before I embraced Islam, before I was diverted to Islam, I used to be a person as an astrologer. So I have predicted some good things for some people far away from Medina. So I used to go that way, and those people gave me this as a fee for that glad tidings. So that is the milk that I have bought here. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started vomiting the milk that he drank. Finally, the milk is not coming out. So he drank water and vomited water. The Sahabas around him asked Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why do you put yourself so much of hardship? It is just milk that you have drunk at a time where you were very hungry and you had nothing to eat. It is okay. And he said, the Sahaba said, you are given the glad tidings that you will be in heaven whatever that you do. Doesn't matter whatever you do, you will be in heaven. That the glad tidings of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with you. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, he said, I have heard the Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لا يدخل الجنة جسد غذي بالحرام. A body which is being brought up by the haram food will not enter Jannah. My dear brothers, just imagine, a person who has already given the certificate, whatever he does, whatever he do, he will be in Jannah. A person who has been certified for Jannah in his lifetime in this world by Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so much concerned about consuming haram food. Just think about you and me, my dear brothers. Are we concerned? Has anyone given us a certificate that whatever we do, good or bad, that we will end up in heaven? Anyone has given us a certificate? We have not been given anything of that sort. Still, we don't care what we eat and what we drink. We don't care what goes into our body. How we are growing up, we don't mind. We don't care about it. My dear brothers, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said, see to what you eat. Make sure that if you are eating, that nothing haram goes into your body, because a body which is being brought up in haram will not enter Jannah, will not go into Jannah. May Allah protect you and me from entering hellfire. The third advice that Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave his son, إِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بَيْتِ غَيْرِكْ فَقْفَلْ عَيْنَيْكْ. If you are in another person's house, you are invited or you have gone to meet someone, and you are in another person's house, then always make sure that you protect your eyes and your sight from entering into their houses. Protect your eyes and your sight. Lower your gaze, so that it will not hit on something where you should not speak. If you are in another person's house, don't go looking around the house. Don't admire the things that is being inside the house. Don't look into the people who are in the house. Protect your eyes, lower your gaze. This is a means of your victorious being in this world and as well as hereafter. Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nalru sahmun matmuhun min sihami shaitan. Your sight is a poisoned arrow from the arrows of shaitan. It is a poisoned arrow. Once it struck somewhere, and that is the end of it. It will poison you as well as the person and the thing that it has been struck. My dear brothers, we talk about evil eye today. Evil eye, what is this? Evil eye, Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this evil eye will bring a healthy camel into the pot. A healthy camel will come into the pot because of the evil eye. My dear respected brothers, we have to protect our sight. Sometimes we walk into someone's house, we see something that excites us very much, and unwillingly our evil eye will struck on it. Our evil eye will struck in it, and that will be the end of that thing. It may be a thing or a person, it will destroy. So Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam advised his son, whenever you go into another person's house, always lower your gaze and protect your sight, because it is something very bad. It is something which is being cursed. So don't do that. My dear respected brothers, we have to keep this in mind. Sometimes we don't even bother about things. We go sit in a house, our eyes go loafing all around the house and the people who are in the house. This is not the way a Muslim should be. He should protect his sight, lower his gaze, and make sure that he don't hit his sight on things that are not necessary for him. The fourth thing, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam said, إِذَا كُنْتَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فَخْفِلْ لِسَانَكَ. If you are with people, if you are seated with people, then make sure that you will protect your tongue. You will safeguard your tongue. My dear brothers, today we are very weak in safeguarding our tongue. When it comes to protecting our tongue, we don't care about it. Allah says in the Quran, la taqfu ma laysa laka bihi ilm inna as-sam'a wal absara wal fu'ada kullu ulaika kana anhu mas'ula. Allah says, if you don't know something, don't talk about it. Be silent, keep quiet, don't utter words that you know. If you don't know a subject, just keep quiet. You say, I don't know about this. Whose commandment is this? This is the commandment of Allah Jalla Shanu. La taqfu ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Do not talk about things that you don't understand. Do not talk about things that you don't know. And Allah says in the same verse, Allah says, inna sam'a, your hearing, your eyesight, and your thinking, everything is questionable in the hereafter, in the day of judgment. So my dear brothers, it is very important that we keep our mouth shut whenever we are with people. Do not use it to hurt people. Do not use it to praise people so that they will do things to you. Today we have a very bad habit. We know if we praise this person, he will do something for me. For that, they praise them. And once he leaves, they say, you know, this person is a very bad person. If you praise him, he will do it. Why do you want to do this? This is a sin that we commit in our life. And sometimes we even don't know that we are committing this thing. So my dear brothers, the fifth advice of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wa salam to his son, he said, always forget two things. Make sure you forget two things always. And he said, one is the good and the help that you have done for others. The good and the help that you have done for others. You make sure that you always forget it. Something very difficult for us to do. If we have helped someone, or we have done any good for someone, we want, if he doesn't know, we want him to know. We arrange people to go and tell them. We use our WhatsApp. We use our other social media to inform that person that we have done this good to you. Just imagine, my dear brothers, take off your phones. Not during Jummah. After Jummah, take off your phones. Just go through your social media. You will see all the good that people have done to others is being displayed there. It's been displayed there. We read it, we see it,
And the next moment we also take something, we also do some good to others, we put it in that, we put that in the social media and say that I have done this good to these people.
Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam
told his son, whatever the help that you have done for others, whatever the good that you have done for others, always make sure that you forget that. Don't display. Allah says in the Quran, لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ. Do not nullify the merit of your good deed by showing off or telling that to others. Keep it a secret. It is between you and Allah. Allah is going to give you the reward. So keep it between you and Allah. Don't display. And he said, the other thing, the second thing to forget is that the other people, whatever they have done bad to you and ill-treated you, always forget that. Don't keep it in your mind. These two things are very difficult for us to practice. To keep our mouth shut when we have done something good to others, and to keep our mouth shut when someone has done bad to us or ill-treated us. We want to express that, we want to advertise it to the world that these people have done bad to us. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said, one of the things that you have to forget is the bad and the ill-treatment of others to you. You make sure that you don't remember those. And the seventh advice, Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave his son, is two things for you to remember. One, that always remember that Allah is watching over you. This is what we call the taqwa. Always remember that Allah is watching over you. Even in Hadith of Jibreel, that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked about taqwa. And Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied him, أَنْتَ عَبُدَ اللَّهَ كَعَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَقُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. You have to worship Allah and you have to remember Allah as you are looking at Him. As He is in front of you and you are watching Him and you are looking at Him, you have to pray, you offer your prayers, your worship, and your day-to-day work you have to complete as He is in front of you and He is watching, you are watching Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَقُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. If you can't present your mind that Allah is watching over you, that you are looking at Allah and do your ibadah, your worship, your day-to-day work, then make sure that you base your heart the presence of Allah, that He is watching over you. So my dear brothers, two things that we should not forget. One of those is that Allah is watching over us all the time. And the second thing, he said to his son, that don't forget the mouth. Do not forget that death is after you. It is just behind you. We all don't know whether and when our death will come to us. We don't know. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. The Quran says that each and every living thing in this world has to taste the death. So death is chasing behind us. We don't know when that it is going to reach us. So he said, one of the two things that you should not forget, that you will pass away from this world. Death is coming after you. My dear brothers, today we live as we have come to live an eternal life in this world. We are not bothered about that the death is coming after us. In a Urdu poem, it says, Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. This is not a place where you have come to live an eternal life, but this is a place where you take, where you learn from others what's happening to others. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. It is not a place to give away your heart. It is a place where you should take ibrat. You should learn through what's happening to others. This is a place that is dunya. Kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do whatever that you wish. Finally, the death will come to you and you will die one day. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. One day you will die and the last thing that you taste in this world is your death. My dear brother, death is following us. So we make sure that we never forget that we have not come to live an eternal life here, but we have come to live a very short life in this world. And this life is going to end, and the next moment that we are going to be sent into the ruling of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, into the government of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, and whatever the good that we have done is going to benefit us, whatever the evil that we have committed is going to give us a hard time in Qabr and in the hereafter. May Allah protect us all from the hellfire. So my dear brothers, these are very valuable 8 advices that Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam gave his son. It is known, and we see that it is advice for us as well. So my dear brothers, we try to bring all these advices in our life and bring into practice, and to please Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala, and to bring the lifestyle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. May Allah give us the tawfiq to practice deen as according to His wishes, and to be good Muslims and good Mu'mins in this world and hereafter. Wa ahiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.